Well, hello everyone, it's Tanya Gabrielle. This is our Astral Alliance Mastermind June 2014 support call. And boy, it's what a great month it is. We're meeting, most of us, in less than 2 weeks. So I know a lot of you are going to bring your questions to that meeting, which I'm thrilled about, of course, because we have so much fun when we get together. And we actually have a new member who just joined, and she's going to be a wonderful asset, actually, especially in resource sharing when we get together. So I think you'll really enjoy meeting her, those of you who are coming. Those of you who are not, you'll meet her on the calls coming up. I am actually really excited about, briefly, I'm going to tell you about this, the Mercury retrograde this month, because it's really, really allowing us to go deeply within what we would call the back end of your business. So meaning thinking about how we approach customers, the whole psychology behind that, the whole approach between just how you market. And this is something we're obviously going to discuss at the event, but this is all about gathering information in terms of marketing in order to sell and market to your buyers, right? So you need to understand them first, and most of it is done through the back end and through observation. So when Mercury's retrograde, this level of observation is absolutely acute. So even if you don't have a list yet, even if you don't have a website yet, for those of you who don't, paying attention to your prospective buyers, your prospects, your niche market right now for the next 3 weeks is a fabulous exercise for you, because it'll really give you good ideas about how to market to them. So now, I also want to tell you that this Mercury retrograde is still in Cancer for a few days. It's only on June 17th that Mercury moves into Gemini. And so that will last for quite a while. Mercury will be in Gemini for a few weeks until it moves direct out of Gemini in July. But once it moves into Gemini, you're going to feel even more this connection, right? So I just wanted to give you that date for all of you who are paying attention to just, you know, the actual power of this particular Mercury retrograde, which is also, as you know from my newsletter and video, very connected to the relationships that you're forming, whether they're intimate or customer or business partnerships. This Mercury retrograde governs very much those kinds of relationships one-on-one. And for us who are consultants, those of us who are consultants, this obviously is very important. You will be, those of you who have already, businesses online, you will attract more customers during this time one-on-one. So you know, it's really, really an exciting time for that reason. Now, what I want to talk about is, before we get to your questions, is that the detective part of the gathering of information, okay? Because you really are a detective. You're sleuthing, basically. You're figuring out, well, what makes my prospects and even my current customers, you know, because your current customers also need to be engaged with, because they're growing with you. So what makes them tick? Why did they come to you initially? And a lot of this is certainly intuition, because you can gauge a lot that way. But by and large, you really need to investigate facts as they come in, facts about your customers. So we're going to look at how you might do that, okay? So one of the ways is that, you know, the first very basic important thing you need to do is when they purchase from you, you want to obviously get their full contact information. Even when you have them, you know, on a teleseminar in the future, a free teleseminar, you can get some very important contact info from them besides their email address. For example, if you are asking for their birthday, you get their age. And this is a very important demographic, you know, to know a prospect or client's age. You can also ask for their city and state. You can ask for their address depending on what it is you're actually offering them in your free webinar or paid webinar. Obviously, if it's paid, anything that's paid, you're asking for their full contact info. And you want this because if you ever get into direct mail, which is a very powerful part of marketing, this is where you're literally sending them something in the mail, obviously you will need their address. Another thing that is important when you're planning future live events, which some of you will be getting into, I'm sure, especially, I know that, if you're considering even local events, this is important. So what you want to do is you want to have a map and you want to look at where your prospects are from. So once they become buyers, you know this information, right? And if for every buyer you put on the map where they're located, especially if it's in your country or if you're in Canada, if it's in the U.S. and Canada, so North America, right? Or some of them might be from Mexico, so you can include all of North America. So those of you who are in Europe, you do this for especially Europe. But what you want to do is you want to put a thumbtack on that map for every city that they live in. And then when you plan your first live event, you can literally choose the city that makes most sense. Because let's say you have 200 people whose addresses you know, or even 100. Let's just go with 100. Let's say that 60 of them live in California, Arizona. You're very likely to have your live event in Phoenix or LA or San Diego. Because that makes sense, because a lot more will come, right? So this is just one of those, down basic fact gathering informations that are going to help you. Or you can use an airline hub, right? Airline hubs are important. Airline hubs like Atlanta and, Dallas is an airline hub. Phoenix is somewhat of an airline hub. Then there's also Chicago, of course. I believe Toronto is for certain airlines, right? So people know it's easy to get a direct flight, nonstop flight. There's also, I believe, Cleveland is also an airline hub. So, this is one of those things that you really want to pay attention to because when it comes down to it, you want to attract the most people and the most interest into whatever endeavor you're involved in. And so the next thing, and these next few points are going to be really important, so definitely you want to take notes and listen to the recording again. The next thing you want to jot down about all your future prospects that you're interested in, that that you feel belong in their niche market, and or the people who are customers, is who are they? Statistically, who are they? Where are they? And I don't mean geographically, but I mean in their life stages. So their education, their experience. So you start gathering this information. And, for example, you can find out certain things like I said, the age they are, whether they're married or single. If you work with them, you will find this out very quickly. If you do consultations, you get a lot of information, right? So you can start gathering that. So you want to start looking and thinking about customers' movement on a horizontal line of life experiences and interests. And this way you can move with them. And one other way to do this with the demographics is to give them a new member questionnaire. So as soon as they join a membership program of yours, or even if they become a client, you can send them a questionnaire, right? So that questionnaire can ask specific questions about their needs and what they're looking for. And all of this fact gathering is for you to help you focus on how you can serve your prospects and clients the best, right? Because, given who they are, where they are, we need to understand their actual really important needs, their physical, financial, emotional, spiritual needs, their true desires, okay? Here's what happens to a lot of marketers online. They rely on the fact that their customers have some kind of ambition, some ambition to succeed, right? And so what they don't understand is that, not all your customers and prospects have a real ambition to feel fulfilled. not all of them have a real ambition to feel abundant or to lose weight or whatever, you know, the goal is. And the reason is they fear the actual idea. And I'm sure you may have heard of this, the need to know and the want to know, right? So there's a big difference between the need to know something and to actually want to know it. So, for example, most business owners, most entrepreneurs want more customers. That's a want. But actually what they need is an actual way to plug holes that do a much better job of keeping customers or serving customers or inspiring customers or fully monetizing the customers they already have. So though they want new ones, what they actually need to do is work with the ones they have, right? So that's one example. Another one is that most people need, I would say all people, not just most people, all people need personal growth, personal development, right? I mean, we all thrive when we are growing. So most people need that, all people need that, but these same people would rather, they want to fix the people around them, okay? So, again, it's the want. They want to fix people, but actually what they need is personal development. Or you know, most people want to need to lose weight, right? A lot of people need to lose weight, me included. I've gained some weight recently, and I certainly need to lose weight. But I still want to eat the foods I like. So there's, again, a need to lose weight, but want to eat the foods you like. Okay, so again, apply this to how you approach, what they want to know and what they need to know in terms of your customers. So in terms of what I have found in being in business for so many years now is that the sea change of this industry that we're in has been moving away from selling knowledge to selling done with services. And this is why the spiritual entrepreneur part of the business market is so lucrative, right? Because that's what we provide is services, the actual mothering, holding hand, guiding of our customers and prospects. That is where this is all going. And the reason for that is, well, there's lots of reasons. We've got a lot of astrology going on. We've got Neptune in Pisces for many, many years. I mean, this is a very deep spiritual placement because Neptune is, was the ruler of Pisces. This is a very deeply spiritual yearning for humanity to do self-development and to contact people for services as opposed to information, right? So it's an incredible time. Also with this Cardinal Grand Cross that just happened, I'm sure you're finding this personally. I certainly am. I mean, with the two eclipses and that Cardinal Grand Cross in April, the need for actual sustenance through self-development and services is much greater. The fulfillment, the inner fulfillment, the feeling of where is my bliss? How do I find my happiness? That's the search that people are on, and that's the search that you can help them with, right? So it's really, really a fabulous moment for all of us to be here right now in terms of the demographics that need to be served. We have the tools, right? Okay, so the next thing is you want to know what is their mindset, and this gets into psychographics as opposed to demographics, and it is more difficult because you want to know what's happening in their heads and hearts, right? And you want to know that generally at the same time you're selling to them because it can really give you a lot of traction. So not knowing what their psychology is, what their deepest yearnings are, can sabotage what you do. So you really, really do want to tune into that side of things. And so there are two things that you want to consider about your customer's mindset and just the state of their emotional mindset, right? Emotional disposition. One is how you can connect with them, how you can connect with them in your newsletters, in your blog post, and make it work for you. So that deep connection of just reaching out to them like a good friend would, that's number one. The number two is whether you understand what involves pattern interrupt, because, and this is a really, really important one, I learned this from one of my recent mentors who, she was just really into pattern interrupt, and it's just really a powerful, powerful principle, you know, when it comes to videos, when it comes to any kind of getting people's attention when they're not really there with you, which it happens a lot these days because we're so distracted so easily, right? So most people respond to different stimuli, ideas, propositions, what have it. They just respond the same way over and over again, right, automatically. So they're pretty much on autopilot the way they respond to these stimuli. So what pattern interrupt does is it actually throws in a completely unexpected sentence or even a word, idea that takes them away from what they're actually expecting, because, again, they are responding the same way automatically to the same stimuli, right? So this is a very, very powerful method, and it really is quite profound. And in video, one example to give you that I use it is I actually change the size of the window from up close to wide angle, and I move my body from the left to the right in some angles. Sometimes I put up an astrology chart. This is for my forecast videos, right? So there's different ways to interrupt the pattern. Otherwise, they will fall asleep. And you can do this in your copywriting as well. In fact, the best copywriters do this all the time. They suddenly ask a one-line question. Or they, as I said in our mastermind meeting, they one huge copywriting method to pattern interrupt is to have a longer paragraph and then a very short one and then a one line, and then, you know, you mix it up. You don't keep things the same. Like when you're in college, you read those, you know, books and handouts. So your eyes get tired very quickly because all the paragraphs are pretty much the same length, and you just start skipping and you're not really into it, right? So there's many ways to use this powerful tool, and it's very important that you do so. The other thing is keep in mind that you are not growing the potential of your customers if they are thinking small. And most people have, you know, few people have ever been taught to think big. I mean, that's just a fact. I know this from my daughter, from her school, from just hanging with the parents, my clients. Most people think small. They don't have big plans, right? So it, you know, if you're not working on improving your customer mindset, then you're not growing the potential of your customers. So you do need to do that. You do need to bring in order for them to grow, you need to actually bring in certain mindset patterns. And that requires you studying those books, right, that are all about bigger and better thinking and all of this. I mean, they're fabulous books out there, obviously, especially in the last decade. So you want to sometimes quote those. You know, it's really a good idea, actually, to have your own in your newsletters to quote others who actually compliment what it is you're writing about in terms of growth and self-development, right? It's a really, really good tool. Okay, now, what is the psychology that brought them through your gateway? What is the psychology that brought them through your gateway? This is an important question, and here's why. A lot of, or most marketers think in terms of facts, and they think in terms of benefits, right? Features and benefits. So that's how they present their products, features and benefits. But buyers think in terms of personal reasons to buy from you. So you've got to be in sync with your potential buyer's true interests? What are their motives, right? That's what you need to get into. So as a general rule, whatever made them buy from you for the first time is the best psychology and motivation to make them buy a second, third, and 30th time. Not that you're making them, but, you know, you're basically using the same kind of psychology. Now, the problem with this is, and I've certainly come across this myself, is that we get bored with selling different things the same way with the same motivational appeals, right? Because we mature, our interests mature, we become more sophisticated, and in general, obviously, we are ahead of our customers. That's why they're purchasing from us, right, to gain from our wisdom or whatever it is we have to offer. And so, but we have to remember that in order to not lose touch with new customers, we have to be careful about doing things too differently as we grow. So really, really, as a general rule, like I said, whatever made them purchase from you the first time around is the best motivation to allow them to purchase again from you. So those are some really powerful tools for you for now. And so I really want you to look at those and think about them. I know it's a lot. I went very deep today. Partly Mercury retrograde allows us to do this. So, you know, you want to keep in mind that your prospects don't necessarily want to be guided to mastery, though they think they do. Really what they want, and this is, if I say anything today, write this down. It's not so much that they want to be guided towards mastery, because that's a lot of work, right? What they want is simply the answer. They usually want simple answers to complex questions, and I'm sure all of you understand this, right? So, but that's difficult, right? So, and by the way, wanting simple answers to complex questions is a mindset of a poverty-conscious person. You know, this is why it's so important you read some of these books to understand how to really hone in on what makes people tick. And there's such wonderful books out there. I love Malcolm Gladwell's books, if you can look into those, and they're brilliant books. Obviously, Dan Kennedy's books are fantastic. And there are a lot of good, good books out there. And you don't have to read all of them. Just read some of them just to get an idea. You know, so there you go. It's really all about understanding what motivates your buyer, how to understand your buyer, how to get into their mindset, starting with very simple things like full contact information, then getting into geography, then demographics, then what do they want to know, what do they need to know, right, want versus need, then what is their mindset. And then finally, what is the psychology that brought them through the gateway to you? Okay? So that is a lot, I know, but it's something that I think will guide you for, well, many, many years. It certainly has me. This is not information that you will only need for a short period of time. This is information you're going to use for a long, long, long time. So let me open calls now, the call to questions. Press *6 if you have one. I especially want to talk to you if you are not coming in on June 20th and 21st for the summer solstice retreat we're having. So if you're not coming, please get on the line. Ask me any question you have. Love to talk to you. If you are coming, of course, I'm going to talk to you too, but I just want to get to the members who unfortunately wouldn't be able to make it. So press *6. And if you need a quick reading on anything, I can certainly do that as well. Let me just take a sip of water. And let's go to our first question here. Hello, this is Tanya.
Hello, Tanya, it's Fiona.
Hey, Fiona, how are you?
Good.
Good. Now, does this mean you're not coming?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, it is what it is. So how can I help you?
Well, I'm sorting out again my services and just becoming comfortable with the prices and just getting comfortable with that. And so
okay.
I'm getting to the point now where I'm starting to look at, as you say, with just talking about reading other people's quotes, I'm thinking, okay, so how much time do I want to spend doing that? So I think I could do, you know, my plan is, you know, to start off with maybe once every, you know, 2 weeks, and then once I get into the flow, if it continues with more with that, then, yeah, that's just kind of
so, okay, that. So what is your question exactly about that?
Well, it's just, you know, you have the vision of what you think I should be charging, and I need to be comfortable with it.
Sure, absolutely. Yep.
And that's just what I'm trying to really be comfortable with. And
absolutely. Okay, so let's look at that. Let's look at your where the tension is here about price point. Okay, because you do want to be comfortable because, you know, yes, you want to stretch, but you don't want to feel uncomfortable because then you won't sell, right?
Right, so, because then I'm putting out that energy. I understand it. I'm putting out that being
exactly.
uncomfortable. So I understand that I need to be comfortable with it. So so it's just, and I know you said before that it doesn't really matter what's around you, and I can see I would rather start off lower than and then to write, you know, get busier then going, okay, well, then I'm comfortable with raising my prices.
Sure,
so
absolutely. In fact, you know what
where
you can do, Fiona? You can do a special. You can make it look like a special.
Okay.
So
okay.
This is what you can do. This is a great tactic. You can just say, we have an introductory special, right?
Okay. Yep.
Right? And that it's like you're holding an introductory sale, basically. And so people have no idea when the sale's going to end. You know, you're going to say for a short time only,
right.
But you're not saying when, right?
Okay.
I've done this with my personal numerology blueprint for years.
Okay.
I mean, if you were following me, I was offering the Is My Name Fortunate report for years and was saying that, you know, just for a short time only in my PSs. And it went on for years.
Right.
So, and I just now eliminated that from the blueprint. So,
right.
Yeah. So you do this, make it seem like it's really special. They're getting a good deal because that's, you know, people, you're pushing them emotionally this way because they
right.
feel really good about purchasing. And so tell me what price point you want. Like, what is it now and what would you like to bring it down to?
Well, you know, you said 147, and I'm thinking right now just to start with, I don't know, for some reason I keep going back to 127.
And
that's
is for?
For, like, you know, an hour reading with the numerology.
Okay.
I'm just,
so do that. Do 127, special deal for them, right? And I would say, let me see, what percentage is that? That's $20 off. Why don't you say the normal rate is either 157 or 167 instead of 147?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Alrighty. No, that actually, I'm very comfortable with that.
Good.
Very comfortable.
Now you can really start selling because you're comfortable. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can definitely. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you brought up this point because it really is important what Fiona is saying, that if you feel too stretched by a price point, you will not make sales. It's very difficult. Because it's not congruent with you. But if you're just stretched a little bit, you know, then that's good. You don't want to undersell because then it's not exciting to you either. That's
right.
Almost the opposite, right? But if you're stretched a little bit, then it's exciting. So,
that just kind of went, as soon as you said that, I'm going, yep, that's right. Thank you. That's
good.
And so now in the course that's going to be next weekend, will there be handouts there that I will get emailed or is there
yes.
no handouts?
No, there's always handouts at the live events. And absolutely, just like last time, Fiona, when I sent you all the copywriting docs, you know, the lead pages, all of that, you're going to get the same thing this time. So
Okay. No
worries about that. So you'll have all the most important bullet points, information that I'll be teaching, and everybody
right.
will receive the handout. Whether you're coming or not, you're going to
okay.
receive it. So if you have questions about it, you obviously can bring it up on the next call with
right.
me, and it will benefit everyone. you know,
right.
Because, yeah, so Molly will get those to you as soon as they're available after the event, right?
Okay.
Because usually I'm still working on them literally up until the day of, believe it or not, so because that's just how I work. I get very inspired the closer I get. So so you probably will get them literally early in the week right after the event. We'll
okay. No, that's perfect.
Yeah. So, and we will be covering a whole lot. Just so you know, too, Fiona, I will be doing in-depth readings. So,
yes,
if
I know.
I
would love to have, but
right. So, I was just going to say to you and whoever else. I think, what's her name? I forgot. She's in Canada. I totally blew my mind. Why am I not remembering her name? Anna. Yes. Well, I think she goes by Anna now.
Okay.
Formerly Bernice. Yes.
Okay.
Also cannot come due to family reasons. And so I want her also to know that for both of you, we can do these readings in the call next time. Okay? So if that's something you want, just email me beforehand because I do need to prepare for it.
I know when I did the numerology thing with you before, I thought my birth time was around 7 o'clock, but I actually found out from my mother, she got out my records, so my birth time is actually 7:43, so I don't know if you need that part of it.
Absolutely, I need that. That's the most important part of the... Yeah, 7:43. So could you please email that to Molly so I can put that into your record?
Right.
Because otherwise it will not be changed. So, yeah, absolutely, I will need that, especially for forecasting because we're dealing with houses here and they change degrees every 5 minutes. So every few minutes, I mean, the degree changes.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, just imagine 360 degrees in a circle.
Right.
And they're 24 hours.
Right.
So that, you know, so every minute counts, So, yeah, that is important. And so I can do that for you. And like I said, also for Benice, Anna, I can do that. So if she's on the call. But even today, if you have a question, because I will be going through a couple of the big celestial events with people and looking at how they affect them. So, and that would include a very beautiful new moon coming up at the end of the month. So if you wanted me to look at that, I can. I just have to let me know. Now, I would have to correct your chart, though, so it might take a little moment here for me to do
okay.
that. So give me a little moment. Let's see if I can do that really, really quick. Astral Alliance Mastermind. Wolfie, there you are. 7:43 p.m., is that correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Save, replace, and get you up and going. Okay. Okay, so the new moon on, let me just get it all out, the 27th of June happens at 5 degrees in Cancer. For you, my dear, that's in the 7th house. By the way, oh my gosh, looking at your chart, you have 13-degree ascendant. So that is a major, major number for somebody who's a psychic. 13 is the divine feminine. It's 13 is life, death, transformation.
Right.
Very powerful number. So to have that as your ascendant, especially in Capricorn, which is what you have, you can manifest a lot here. This is very, very powerful. The Capricorn Ascendant, by the way, shows me why it's been somewhat later in your life that you've really blossomed, okay? Because Capricorn's ruled by Saturn. Saturn's the planet of patience. It takes a bit longer. But once it happens,
mm-hmm.
and you have Saturn all the way up there, by the way, conjunct your midheaven.
Hello?
Step by step, it's going to be a lasting thing for you.
I just lost for a second there.
Pardon me?
I missed that little bit. All of a sudden, you just cut out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on my landline here, so I'm not sure why that happened.
I'm on
what
my
I'm saying, Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I've got you.
Okay, what I said was, because your ascendant is Capricorn, which is ruled by Saturn, that slows things down a bit for
right.
you.
Yes.
Blossom.
Well, I feel
now,
like...
And then Saturn, the ruler of Capricorn, is actually conjunct your midheaven, which is
right.
your career. And that, again, shows me that it is definitely a later blossoming for you. But it's very, very stable and consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you're building now is going to last. So
right.
Now this new moon happens right, let's see, 5 degrees. I said the 7th house. It's actually the 6th house. I was looking, 13. Yep. It's the 6th house. And so it'll affect your work. It means you will actually have a new beginnings for clients. You will be attracting a lot more clients. Because the number 5 means people. It's very much connected to crowds. So I want you to really think about this. Come June 27th onwards for that month, you can attract a lot more clients, especially once Mercury retrograde ends, which is July 1st.
Right.
So this is going to be really, really nice for you to have this in the 6th house. So I want you to focus your attention
okay.
on that period, maybe prepare for it now. Doesn't mean you don't keep, you know, writing now and getting clients, but you want to maybe do a drive for something or a really big, exciting offer, something, because you will attract people, a lot of people during that month. Okay?
Okay,
so that is really nice for you. I like this one. It's
well, I've already got feeling that I'm supposed to be, I know, at some level teaching, and I'm kind of coming to terms with what it is that I'm supposed to come out, even within
mm-hmm.
a gathering of
mm-hmm.
some sort. I feel like it, and I know in July is all of a sudden, I know I'm supposed to, basically I'm just getting the feeling of hit the ground with your feet running.
Yeah, that would involve somewhat deeper reading. So let me just do a quick check on you because I want to get also to the other caller here. Let's see here. Bye, Will. Here and now. I'm just checking what's going on for you. Okay. Yeah, this is very interesting. You know, you have right oh, this is fascinating. You have your Saturn return happening as we speak. That's in the 9th house. That's higher education.
Mm-hmm.
And your midheaven is there right now. Mars is about to enter your 9th house. Yeah, this is definitely a good time for you coming up here to focus on teaching because your 9th house is the higher education house. And, in fact, Venus is at 13 degrees. Venus is forming a beautiful trine.
I'm losing you again.
Hello?
Hello there. I don't know. You keep kind of flipping in and out.
Wow. Can you
I
hear
don't
me
know.
Now?
So I'm going, okay, maybe I'm not supposed to hear what you're saying.
No, this has something to do with, by the way, Mercury retrograde. Give you a clue.
I've
because
already
I had this,
that experience.
Yeah. It's Mercury retrograde electronic stuff going on. I had it all morning already with my assistant Molly. Couldn't even send or get emails all morning, so I was filling in for customer service for her.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what it
so
is.
What
I'm
is,
sorry.
What is the Venus then? The,
yes, real quick. Venus is right today as we speak. Like I just cast your chart for you, right? And as it happens, Venus is at 13 degrees right now.
Okay.
As we speak, trining, forming a beautiful trine to your ascendant and to your 7th house. So because your ascendant is 13 degrees, Venus is in Taurus, your ascendant is in Capricorn. Those are two earth signs. And
right.
so right now you have this very wonderful feeling about you, about thinking about making money. It's clear. That it feels good. It's not. It's something you want to look into. And Venus is about to be opposite in a few days, opposite your midheaven, which is your career. And that again, same thing. You're going to be thinking, how do I beautify my surroundings and how do I attract more clients and bring in more money?
Okay.
So your idea about teaching, whatever you're considering now,
mm-hmm.
think about it. We can discuss this on the next call because there's several ways you can do this. teaching okay. is a wonderful tool for somebody who has expert status. So absolutely, I want you to, in this Mercury retrograde, to think about ways in which you would want to teach online and offline, right, live and online. Online would reach more people, but live would be a way to tape things for you, to record them,
right.
and then also sell them, right? So,
right.
yeah.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'm glad we cast your chart. I'm really happy about this. So, you know what? I will keep this up, and I will send you a copy this week so you have it.
Perfect.
Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Fiona. We're going to miss you.
Well, I had to make decisions of what was in my highest and best interest, and at this point, what was happening in my own home, I needed to be here. So.
Well, that I respect that. I
yeah.
do hope one day you do come, because they really are fantastic meetings. So, and you know,
I will
we will. Yeah, we will hopefully meet you someday. So, but best of luck to you, and we'll talk next month.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, then we have, I think this is Anna. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Well, it's actually still Bernice.
You're still Bernice. Okay.
I know. I'm still Bernice. Very confusing.
I'm confused. Okay.
Because, yeah, I actually almost went through with it the night before. It just really sounded silly to me, and I actually reflected on all of it, and it's not there yet. So until it's there, I'm sticking with my name.
Okay, now you know it's not
sense.
Fortunate, right? So that
I know,
will,
but I
okay,
also
so you know.
Have to be taken on one that will make me feel right as well.
Absolutely. So,
so
if we need to look at that, we can.
Yeah,
if you
so for me, it
that,
might not be Anna. I know I want to change it, but I'm not quite sure Anna is it.
Well,
that's
anytime you want to look at that during one of these calls, you
mm-hmm.
can.
Okay,
so I just want to throw that out there because I want to make sure you understand that the fortunate name will really help you propel you forward, and with health issues as well, all of that. So it's going to help.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, and for many reasons, family reasons, all kinds of reasons, Anna, as much as I like it and it sounds all right, might not be the right fit for me. So I'm looking for something different.
Yeah,
I would love it if you check it in, if you check it out after.
The other
one, I'm getting a little bit confused with my chart because it was, like, incorrect quite a few times. So I'm just, like, I'm sitting with
okay.
all that information. So it's not quite clear. And I'm trying to use it to get me to a point of choice. So I don't know if you can
okay.
pull it out. But at this
yeah,
point,
I have it right in front of me.
Yeah,
there's
many skills I can open up with. And, like, I tried them all and they all seem right, but I can't. I don't want to lead with all of them.
Okay, so you want me to look at your chart September
yeah.
22, 1961, 6:55 p.m.
Yeah, and what date did you say?
September?
Yes.
22nd.
Because a lot of times, yeah, you have the November one, and it throws off everything.
No, that's been eliminated, so that doesn't exist anymore. I have September 22.
September 22, okay.
At 6:55 p.m., right?
Okay, yes.
Okay, good. So let me get that up and close out these windows. Make sure we get this. Okay. So you're wanting me to check stuff that's going on now or your birth chart? Which is it?
Stuff that's going on now.
Okay. Let me get a couple charts up then for you.
Because a lot of things are lit up.
Yeah,
kind of
I know you're not
going to
be there,
the
so let
time.
Me do this
yeah.
for you right now. So we can, I'm just going to get your progressions open and your solar arcs. Let's do this. Okay, and then one more. Okay, all right, almost done. There we go. All right, so got three charts open, so let me just have a quick look here. I want to see what's going on in your progression. Where's your progressed moon? Okay, progressed moon, this is why I'm zoning in on this first. Intuitively, I knew there's something going on here. Your progressed moon is at 3 degrees in Pisces right now, And your natal moon is at 7 degrees Pisces. So it's coming up to the 29-year conjunction. Every 29, 30 years, the progressed moon conjuncts the natal moon, right? It takes that long to go around the chart. So this is a very big moment for you. It's in the 12th house, which is, I believe, why you're still hiding a bit. Do you understand what I say when I say that, what I mean?
Yeah, it's not that I'm hiding. It's just that I don't know what I want to choose to get out there with, because it's not like I'm not led by money anymore. So
right.
I'm like looking at my future and saying, like, what do I want to have the most fun with, I guess.
Well, let me tell you, once it passes, and this is going to be, it's pretty close, I would say in the next 3 months, you're going to really feel a shift. I would
once
say,
it's passing, you mean like shift up or down?
No, once it becomes conjunct, your progressed moon is moving towards the natal moon right now. It's within 3-4 degrees right now.
Okay.
So in about 3 months or so, you're going to feel a big shift, because you're going to start a whole new cycle with this progressed moon. And it's going to really feel almost like a rebirth for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, really profound. So it's in the 12th house. So what's happening for you are all those subconscious issues that, you, especially now in the next few months, as this becomes conjunct and you really start feeling it, the stuff that is unseen, secret, stashed away on the back burner is going to come up for you, and it's going to feel emotional. And that could be part of the resistance to the name change, is this has to be done first. And once it's handled and looked at, meaning those issues that are propelling you now, is there a change, is there a release that needs to be made, right, so that you can move forward again? Those are things you want to really look at, because once that moon passes through in about three months or so, you're going to feel reborn. So the more you do now willingly to help that process, the easier it's going to be for you to have that phoenix rising from the ashes experience.
Okay, so this is my question, because I have, like, physically there's things happening. It's changing location all the time. Is this part of this?
The physical location change?
Yeah. It just, I'm feeling pain here one day and the other place the other day. It's just like crazy.
Okay, let me look at your other, let me look at all three of them now, because I just honed in on that moon. Now, you have to remember, the 12th house, well, you're in Numerology Academy, right? So you know about the houses? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
12th house is opposite the 6th house. So you probably have been experiencing this for actually not just now, for a while.
A couple of years,
Yeah, your moon's been in, you have a huge 12th house, so your moon's been in here for quite a while. Now, the 12th house is opposite the 6th house. 6th house governs health, right? So now the moon is your emotional barometer. It's everything you feel, so feeling good. It's opposite your 6th house of health, so of course it's going to affect that part of you, especially with you, Bernice, because you've got Pluto, Venus, and Uranus in your 6th house. So you've got this 6th house and 7th house are your big houses. You've got three planets in each. So anytime one of these houses is triggered by the moon, the way the 6th house has been for the last couple of years or so, you're going to really feel it. Now, with Pluto in there, it's going to be, you know, at times it's going to be quite frustrating. Pluto really doesn't necessarily give the answer. Pluto wants you to empower yourself from within by going where you don't want to go. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, what is the root cause of this? That's what Pluto wants you to do. Venus, on the other hand, is very much about beautifying your environment. So do you feel comfortable where you are? Are you happy? Is it beautiful? Is it soothing? Does it feel like every piece of, you know, furniture and painting and that is to your liking?
No, but I'm working on it.
Okay, that's really important you do that, because it will affect your health. And then finally, Uranus is asking you to really look forward and be prepared and open to the unexpected. And if that's not a natural thing for you, if you're more somebody who likes to take things step by step and doesn't like surprises, then again, your health may be affected.
Okay. So it's not, it feels like I'm going through it and noticing it,
mm-hmm.
and it feels that it's sometimes telling me to just go through it, not like there's nothing to push through. It's not because I'm scared. It's just like it just feels that that's what I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah,
so
exactly. It's a slow process. Now, let me tell you something else. And this is really going to tie into what you're saying right now. Neptune, I told you that your moon is in Pisces, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Neptune, your moon's at 7 degrees Pisces. So all of you who are following the ephemeris, Neptune is at 7 degrees Pisces right now. Now, this is very important. So you have a conjunction of Neptune to your moon. You're a Piscean by nature emotionally, because where the moon is where your emotional nature is. Your moon is in Pisces. You are very deeply sensitive. Deeply sensitive person. Now, when Neptune conjuncts this in its own sign, too, keep that in mind, double whammy in its own sign, there can be sometimes, first of all, you're going to be very deeply spiritually triggered right now in a big way. But the other thing is you may have delusions about what's going on. So you may think it's one thing, but it's actually not. So be very careful to think, okay, this is going to be the answer to my question in terms of health or whatever it is you're focusing on, but especially health.
I think that's what I feel like I'm not needing to rush. I need to check out
mm-hmm.
what's more true for me rather than like rush into something that
exactly.
I end up finding out that, no, it sounded good at the time,
yeah.
But I need, now that I actually got a chance to sit with it, it's not. So I'm quite comfortable going in those two places.
Yes. And that's good that you're doing that, because Neptune is about your imagination. It is about letting go. It rules all bodies of water, so it rules fantasies and inspiration and everything that's psychic about you, Bernice, your intuitive receptivity, your sensitivity, all of that. But it can also rule escaping from reality. So that's where the deception comes in, the self-deception, especially self-deception, because naivete or guilt even can interfere, right? So not feeling that, moving away from that and allowing the beauty of Neptune and the moon to envelop your soul. And yes, it is about a slowing down, especially this month with Mercury retrograde. But in general, that's what you're feeling. So at the same time, this is a spiritual awakening for you, deeply emotional one. So you want to make sure that you feel good, and again, that would mean your environment is conducive to you feeling good, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. So coming to, like, what's happening this month with the sales and marketing, it feels like, I mean, I'm always working anyway, so it's not like I'm
mm-hmm.
doing nothing while all of this is happening. It just feels like I can't come up with the last script or even mid-script until I decide which way I'm going. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, the decision of where you're going can be made during this time. It is definitely, and there are a couple other members in the mastermind that are grappling with this question, and they are specifically excited for the hot seat that I'm going to put them through, because during the hot seat, we're going to get down to the real core issue here that's preventing a decision from keeping you from moving forward, right? So it's very, very important that this gets looked at. I want you to know that for you, all you have to do is tap into your feelings. I don't want you to think so much about this. I feel like you want to just, I mean, I feel like what I want for you is just to let go.
Okay.
And just feel. Just
okay.
feel, because your intuition is telling you very loud and clear what's going on. It is, and I know that may sound strange. And the reason I'm telling you this is your solar arcs right now are purely about having the intelligence of the heart connected to you. You have the moon and Mercury conjunct your ascendant in solar arcs right now. It is really brilliant. And so and the midpoint of this conjunction is happening literally as we speak right now. So they're a little far apart. They're a few degrees apart. But they're exactly the same degrees from the ascendant, either direction. That means it's happening now. So this combination of moon and Mercury on your ascendant is absolutely amazing. And it's in Pisces, too, the same sign, the moon, that's being conjunct Neptune in Pisces. You know, I mean, the whole Piscean influence here is telling me, just feel it. Don't be afraid to feel it. You know, it's there for you. The other thing is that, yeah, there's just wonderful amounts of things going on for you. Really, really good. So just
feel my way through it. So thank you, because it feels like that's what I want to do, is feel it, but I don't want the guilt of having to be going through this stage. And I think you just kind of gave me permission to do that.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm so glad, you know I brought up that word guilt, but I have to say, for me, and this is something that I've thought about a long time, but the strategy of guilt is, you know, you can only enslave yourself psychologically with guilt. It's impossible to do it without guilt. Once you've created guilt, you've taken courage away. You've destroyed adventure. All that feels adventurous is destroyed by guilt. Everything, you know, all the possibility of joy is repressed when you feel guilty. So it's like you've killed the human potential in you when you feel guilty. I feel guilt really is the most dangerous of all feelings you can have. And the thing is, you don't think of it that way. You think, oh, I feel guilty, but it's so subtle and yet so powerful. So I think releasing that guilt for you is the key to everything. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes, because that's why sometimes I think I move forward and say, yes, it sounds great when I'm in a group, but I go back and I feel it through and then, no, well, that was just for the moment. I mean, that's one of my strengths, actually, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it feels like I kind of, well, it feels like it keeps me away, I guess.
The guilt does. Like I said, you can't enslave anyone without making them feel guilty. It's impossible. You can't take their freedom away unless they feel guilty. You can imprison somebody with guilt. You really can, and that's what belief systems do. You know, when we have different belief systems, you know, ones that talk about sin or whatever it is, and you feel guilty about doing something, that's how you imprison somebody. That's how they become stuck and they can't move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the biggest courage eliminator there is. So to feel courageous, you have to feel guilt-free. Right? To have the courage to move forward.
Yes, so that's what I'm going to work on then. So as I'm working, like, practically towards this next 3 months, feeling my way through, what are you suggesting based on our path for this year?
Okay, so I really want to work with you, so we're going to have to figure out how in the next call we look at your actual business forecast, because that's what I'm doing for everybody.
Okay.
So in the meantime, because it's actually perfect timing with Mercury retrograde right now, I want you to really just focus on what you can clean up in your life to make you feel free. You know, free of clutter, free of guilt, you know, because you can feel guilty about freaking anything. I swear to God, you know, you can feel guilty about a messy desk and then not get to work, you know. So it's everywhere. So I want you to sort of clean that up if you can.
Okay.
And I want you to also shoot me some names that you want me to consider, because this is all part of, you feel guilty changing your name. This is a big guilt thing for you with your family. And I want you to start, do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
Yeah, that one is not necessarily guilt. It's just
okay.
The one I want to fit in.
Oh, you want
and
to fit in.
And it's not about, like, I get the fortunate and not fortunate. It's like one that I actually want to feel good about.
Yeah.
Not one that I just had to say because it was there. You know what I mean?
Then, absolutely. I know exactly what you mean. And I want you to feel good about it. So can you focus on that?
Like, yep.
Maybe
gonna
play with
gonna
it, have some fun with the
name. Yeah, I'm going to try different things.
Yeah, and then send those over to me, and I will see if I can get to them before the next call. If I can, I will definitely do that for you, okay?
Okay,
because
that would be
great.
This
will be a very big shift breaker for you to do that. And at that point, I will feel very comfortable with moving forward rapidly with you. But there are a couple things we need to just really work on first, because, you know, once you're free and clear, there's nothing that's going to stop you, Bernice. Nothing.
Mm.
I mean, it's all there for you. You have everything you need. Really, it's beautiful. I can see it in front of me right now. So,
yeah, I'm kind of excited too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thank you. Actually, this was very good.
Good.
I'm really glad
you're welcome.
I was on the call.
I'm glad you're on the call because I know we're going to miss you again. Well, you were there the last meeting, so it's not.
I was. Yes.
You were. So that's good. But
so same thing. You're going to be able to forward us like the stuff that we need for. To
all
work
the handouts.
On, like, okay, that'd be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, you're getting, you'll get those for sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so we'll miss you, love you, and definitely we'll be working with you in July, okay? And make
great.
That a,
I'm sure you'll have
great.
Fun.
Thank you. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Oh, I'm excited. So thank you so much. Have a good summer solstice.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Wonderful. All right. Okay, so we have, let's see, if you have a question, you want to get online, star 6. If not, we are going to end this call now because I actually am preparing as we speak, believe it or not. I'm starting the preparation for the meeting, so I want to get back to that. And I want all of you, you know, those of you who I won't see on summer solstice, I want to wish you just a magical moment because it really is quite an amazing astrological event and numerology event this year. So I'll be writing a little bit more, obviously, in my newsletters about it. But just savor this time in June and even early July. Just savor this time because it is a moment that will really set you up for the rest of the year. This Mercury retrograde is that wonderful in terms of reflection and going deep and coming to grips with things and getting clarity. And just even the psychic energy around this one is incredibly amazing, okay? So good luck with all of that, and I will see most of you in less than 2 weeks' time and all of you on our next call in July. So thanks so much, and please pay attention to the actual date of that call. It has been changed due to my daughter Clara's piano festival schedule, right? So we unfortunately had to move it, and it now takes place on Monday, the 21st of July at 2 p.m., okay? So for all of you in Numerology Academy, it directly follows that call on the 21st of July, okay? All right, lots of love to all of you, and see you next month. Bye-bye.